Now to politics. Chris Hipkins will be formally sworn in as Prime Minister today. He'll also chair his first cabinet meeting. Barry Soper is Newstalk ZB's senior political correspondent. And welcome back. Great to have you on. Let's review the transition. All very clean, very pally, and a united front. Is that what's really going on, Barry?
Good morning, Tim. Well, certainly on the face of it, that's what's happening. But when you consider it, that even though they've got the largest caucus that we've seen since the MMP electoral system started in 1996, it only came down to one man that could have led, or one person that could have led, the Labor Party post Jacinda Ardern and Grant Robertson, and that was Chris Hipkins. So really, it had to go the way it did go. The deputy was, I guess, more up for grabs, but they decided to fall in behind Carmel Cipollone, and I think they did the right thing. So they're certainly, in my view, a team that indicates that the Labor Party is trying at least to pull back and to pull it off on October the 14th. I think they've got a big ask to do that, though. Yes, so the face of politics changes today, literally, that Jacinda Ardern, she'll go up to Government House, she'll tender her resignation, and then she'll be followed by Chris Hipkins and Carmel Cipollone. They'll be sworn in as Prime Minister and Deputy Prime Minister. It's amazing, isn't it, Tim, how the face of politics can change in a very short time.
33% at the last TVNZ poll and still going down. Will a leadership change turn the tide for Labor?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you had the ANZ chief economist on there. The problems that beset the last Labor government are still there. Inflation is still very high. We saw food price inflation almost out of control at the moment, the highest in more than 30 years. The government's got a big task ahead of it. Now, the cabinet does meet today, but don't expect any major decisions as a result of that, because certainly Chris Hipkins has shown that he's prepared to listen, and that was one of the faults that many people said of Jacinda Ardern. She always said the government was right no matter what and was never prepared to listen, even though clearly the government on occasion was wrong. So Three Waters, look, that's well down the track. And a mega load of money has already been spent on that, the transition to it. So, you know, it's going to be a big ask to pull that back now and save any face. The other thing is that, you know, there's other areas that the National Party says, and certainly Chris Luxon said at Ratana yesterday, that they'd be taking apart, and that was, you know, the infrastructure, that is Three Waters. They'll be looking at health, a separate Māori health authority. There are many areas of co-governance that he took it to the Māori people at Ratana.
Now, Barry, Titiwhai Harawira, as people will have heard in the news, at the age of 90, has passed along. Your thoughts on her contribution over the years?
Oh, she was a remarkable woman that, you know, she... Being a female Māori is never the easiest thing, and she showed that certainly power could be rested in her. Ngāpuhi, I think, will be mourning very deeply for Titiwhai Harawira today. And don't forget, she probably became more famous when Helen Clark was the Prime Minister, that she brought Helen Clark to tears, and that was over women sitting at the front of the row in the marae, but they were unable to do so then. And also speaking rights for women on Marae. Well, that's changed fairly significantly, although at Ratana yesterday, other than the current Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, women still do take a bit of a back seat. But nevertheless, Titiwhai Harawira, she did lead the way for Māori women, and I don't think anybody could dispute that.
Barry, thanks so much. Barry Soper, Newstalk ZB senior political correspondent.